Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, this time of year, I love watching Christmas movies. And I've noticed this one thing. So many of them are aimed at kids, but they're all made by adults. And I thought it was time to find out what kids want in a Christmas movie. Now, in the past, I've worked with a group of very smart kids to come up with the hit movie idea Teenage War, also a TV show called Strangest Things, The Golden Mysteries. So, this week I sat down with some of that same creative team to develop a new kid-approved Christmas movie. This is Kids Pitch. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
You guys ready to make the greatest holiday movie of all time?
Yeah!
All right, okay. Does anyone have a favorite Christmas movie?
I think this movie is a Christmas movie. It's a pretty old movie. It's very, very famous. Home Alone.
Home Alone.
My favorite movie.
What would you do if you were left behind by your family that had just flown to Europe? And you had to defend yourself in your house alone against two robbers, one of whom is Joe Pesci.
I just grabbed my dad's axe and you know what?
You grabbed your dad's axe and I know what?
He would do this.
Tyler?
I would call the cops, and then of course if the cops couldn't make it and they said have a 9-1 wonderful day, then I would do exactly what the kid from Home Alone did.
Oh, okay. Yes, Molly.
So first I'd find some rope, then I'd tie it to their heads, and then I'd just drag them outside.
You tie the rope to their heads and drag them outside?
Yeah, to their neck.
You tie it to their neck. You tie the rope around the neck and drag them outside.
We're gonna kill them.
Well, they're robbing my house. I might as well.
Well, I mean, there are levels of response. There are levels of response. I'm not sure if lethal.
That's just wrong.
Tell you what. Listen. We've all been. It's a stressful situation. Let's not pick on Molly. Let's talk about our Christmas movie. You guys ready to make our Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Is Santa in our movie?
Yes.
Santa. Do Christmas movies have a villain? Okay, who's the bad guy or girl in this movie, Antonio?
It's a whole army of elves.
Why would they be the bad guy?
Because Santa has been treating the elves bad, and then the elves betrayed him.
Okay. Yes, Annabelle.
I have two quick ideas.
You have two
Maybe
ideas.
Maybe Mrs. Claus could be the villain.
Okay, Mrs. Claus sided with the elves?
Well, maybe, but she could just be like turned into a villain gradually because every Christmas Eve, Santa Claus has to leave. So then she turns sad and then gets mad. So then she...
That's very interesting. That's very interesting. So Mrs. Claus, the idea here is that Mrs. Claus gets upset because on this most important night of the year, Christmas Eve, her husband's never around and she turns on him. So what does Mrs. Claus say when she's so mad at her husband?
She says, you're not treating me well. You're not giving me all this stuff, all this. You're not.
Yeah, you're not treating me well.
You're not treating me well. I am leaving you.
I have another idea. Maybe it could be Santa Claus is born with a twin.
That's very interesting.
And that evil Santa is, like, telling people, I'll give you presents if you do bad things,
thinks instead of being on the good list, you have to be on the bad list to get presents.
Will anybody here admit to being naughty this year? Yes, Tyler.
I hit my mom with cash.
You hit your mom with cash? You threw money at your mother?
Yeah.
Why did you hit your mom with cash?
I don't know. I had $7. I just wanted to give her the $7 smackdown.
What is the $7 smackdown, Tyler? I don't know what the $7 smackdown
is. It's just when you smack someone in the face with $7.
Why $7?
I don't know. It's just all I had.
Hold on one second. Yes, Noble.
I spent over $1,000 on my mom's phone just for one game.
What? You spent $1,000 on your mom's phone for one game?
I just paid full price over $120.
Yeah.
Fortnite.
Oh, my God. Fortnite.
You spent over $1,000 on Fortnite. Did your mom get mad?
Yeah. All she did was just yell at me for about 5 hours.
$1,000, 5 hours of yelling. Worth it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what if Bad Santa and his bad elves are marching against Good Santa and his good elves, and Mrs. Claus sides with Bad Santa because she doesn't know it's Bad Santa because it's a twin brother who says, I'll stay home with you at Christmas time. Are we liking this, Annabelle?
Yeah.
We're liking it. Okay, wait, let's sit there. Let's move on. Let's add some more elements to it. Okay, raise your arm if you think that there is a talking snowman. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's 6-3, talking snowman. Yes, Annabelle?
Well, I was thinking the bad, evil twin Santa tries to go up against like the good Santa who's trying to give presents to good people.
Oh my gosh, hold on, let me write this down.
Good Santa is too old to fight his brother.
He's outnumbered. He's outnumbered.
He's too old and his other brother is a little, and his twin brother is a little younger than him.
For like 5 minutes?
Yeah, 5 minutes, and his other brother has been like training, fighting.
What's his discipline? Is it kung fu? Is it jujitsu?
Karate.
Is it karate? Is it Wing Chun? Are we talking capoeira, makulele? What is his martial art that he knows?
Ooh, kung fu.
Kung fu. So there's Santa. His name is, say, Kris Kringle. What is Bad Santa's real name?
Maybe it's Santa's name backwards.
Atnaz. Atnaz.
Oh, no.
He has to have an evil laugh when he says
that. Does he have an evil laugh? How does the movie? Is that freaking? Wait, Tyler. I gotta ask Tyler. Tyler, are the evil laughs freaking you out?
Well, I mean, it's fine. I'm okay with them. They're pretty loud, but I like loudness.
Do you like this movie so far, Tyler?
Yeah, it seems like a good movie. I would watch it.
You would watch this movie?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. So Bad Santa knows Kung Fu, Atnaz knows Kung Fu, defeats Santa. Santa goes off to the South Pole and learns Kung Fu from?
Bruce Lee.
I wish we could hire Bruce Lee, but unfortunately Bruce Lee is no longer with us. Bruce Lee died, I'm sorry.
What?
Am I the first one to tell you this?
He died?
Yes, Bruce Lee died, unfortunately.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a hit job by the monks of the Quivering Palm. Let's pause here for a second because we've come to a critical moment in our story. We still haven't figured out we'll figure out who the trainer is.
The snowman!
The snowman teaches Santa how to fight.
But then, like, the snowman trainer has a secret.
The snowman trainer has a secret.
That he's on the bad Santa's side. Yeah. And then the snowman turns around on the bad Santa and actually really helps.
Okay, so the snowman at some point in the past has been on Atnaz's side, but he flips to help good Santa?
Yeah.
Do we like it?
Yeah!
Me too. What's the name of the movie? Yes, Annabelle.
Saving the Holiday?
Saving the Holiday, Molly?
Santa Fight.
Santa Fight, Saving the Holiday from Atnaz?
Yeah.
So what movie are we gonna make, guys?
Santa Fight, Saving the Holiday from Atnaz!
We got a hit.
Yeah!
Now, folks, I know what you're all thinking. You're thinking, Steven, that movie sounds great. When does it come out? I don't know. But I can tell you this. The exclusive teaser trailer for it drops right now. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a first look at Santa Fight.
From the minds that brought you Teenage War and Strangest Things comes an epic new Christmas tale.
And my list is close enough. All right, time to spread some Christmas cheer.
Excuse me. Where do you think you're going?
Well, it's Christmas Eve. I have to deliver all the presents.
Another one of your work trips? On Christmas?
You knew all about my job when we got married, Karen.
You're not treating me well. You're not giving me all the stuff.
I'll be right back.
This year, Merry Christmas.
Not so fast, Santa.
Becomes Scary Christmas.
Atmas. That's right, brother. It is me. Now hand over the presents and the naughty list. This year, the bad kids are getting all the good stuff.
And the North Pole is polarized.
Why does he have to deliver presents on Christmas?
You think he treats you bad? He has us making toys all year, and he takes all the credit!
It makes me so mad. If he comes in here, I'm gonna go get my dad's axe and you know what.
Season's deceivings.
Honey, I'm home, and I'm definitely Santa.
Santa? You came back early to be with me on Christmas?
Yes. And like I always say, ho, 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 ho. Huh?
A snowman with a plan.
Santa Claus, I've been waiting for this day.
Oh, train me.
I'm ashamed to admit it, but I once trained your greatest living rival.
Bruce Lee?
No, Bruce Lee is dead.
What?
Santa is looking for a fight.
Stop right there, brother.
You messed with the wrong Santa. Ha! You'll never beat me, old man.
Old man? We're twins. I'm like 5 minutes older than you.
Yes, but I know Kung Fu. Well, I just trained with the best.
Bruce Lee? Oh, no, actually, Bruce Lee is dead.
What?
Elves with axes.
It's an axe party, and you're invited to it, right?
I'm done making toys.
Yes! Chop, 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 chop! I chop ya!
It's Santa versus Atnas.
Ah. Prepare for the greatest martial arts move of all time! The $7 Smackdown!
Don't you think it's a little strange that our parents just gave you my name backwards?
I thought they gave you my name backwards.
I should have married the Easter Bunny.
In your face, Andy Serkis.
It's go time.
What time is it? Check your watch. It's axe o'clock.
Santa Fight, saving the holiday from Atnas.
Have a 9-1 wonderful day.
Coming this Christmas.
Happy holidays from The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. While we're off for our winter break, we'll be dropping exclusive interviews with the biggest stars and your favorite Colbert classics. We'll be back in the new year with all new episodes. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount+. Follow us. us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.